Time now for the feature racing interview, Raymond. It's brought to you by China. You ever been to China at all?
We were there last Sunday.
Oh, that's
How
right.
How good was it?
The food is absolutely outstanding. What about the pork?
What about the beers?
Can't remember them. The award-winning restaurant located at the historic Finger Wharf at Woolloomooloo takes creative dining in Sydney to another level.
It certainly does. I tell you, I went to another level yesterday, and that's Nikita Jain.
Oh, nice segue.
And trainer Mark Newnham is on the line to join us. And Mark, good morning. Congratulations on the Group 1 win. But she's some filly that she had a torrid run yesterday, but her will to win, Mark.
Yeah, morning Ray, morning Jim. Yeah, look, that was the freakish part about it. Mm. You know, she wasn't entitled to win yesterday, but, you know, got the job done.
You take Josh out the back and have a little chat about it. I don't know. Well, I'm sure it wasn't your plans, Mark, but it's amazing how those races can play out the way they do. And you rely on those fighting qualities and the brilliance of the horse to get you home, which is what you had to do yesterday.
Yeah, exactly that. But look, you know, the only thing I spoke to Josh about before the race was getting her into the clear. Mm. As big filly with a really big action. Mm. And, oh, look, three wide with cover was probably a good spot for her.
Okay.
But when she got speared off on the corner, you know, it probably cost her two or three lengths. And it at that stage, it probably looked like the race was gone. Mm. But, oh, look, she's got a great will to win and great ability to back it up. You know, in the five starts she's had, the couple of times she's been beaten, in total she's probably been beaten, you know, probably a long head. Mm. First start in a race, she got beaten a short half head, did a lot wrong. And then in the flight stakes, it was a short half head by short half head. So she's a pretty determined filly.
That's for sure. The freakish thing about her, Mark, despite the fact that yesterday's win was freakish, she's only had the five starts. She's now a Group 1 winner at 1,400 metres. Yet everything she does, her breeding, her racing pattern, her confirmation suggests she's only going to get better and better once she gets out to a middle trip.
Yeah, well, look, you would think so and hope so. Oh, look, till you get out there, you really never know. Yeah. But, look, I've got no doubts about her, you know, especially at 2,000. But she's very stoutly bred on both sides of her pedigree. And, you know, her confirmation and attitude will take her a long way to running a trip.
Mm. Randwick Guineas?
Good possibility. She pulled up well. You know, the fillies have been very good all the way through this generation of fillies. So it won't, you know, if she goes there, it'll be because she's in, you know, the best possible order she can be. And if she doesn't go there, it won't be because we're avoiding anyone. It'd just be that she needs the extra week to get over it. That's all.
Okay. So she's pulled up well. She's got to be in the best possible condition to go forward. So what are the, you know, how long before you make a decision on that, Mark? Who do you talk to before making that decision or as you're making that decision?
Oh, look, I'll wait till Wednesday morning, right, acceptance time. You know, she only left a little bit of feed last night. She'll have a can around tomorrow. You know, we'll just follow her normal routine up until Wednesday, maybe take a blood. So, you know, just the normal indicators, her body weight, you know, those sorts of things. But look, at this stage, she looks to have pulled up very well.
Well, she's the stable star at the moment, Mark, but you've got some real talent amongst the three-year-old fillies ranks in your stable. I know Maid of Heaven has been retired, but Graceful Glamour yesterday, second up, 1,400 metres too short. She's on the Oaks path. And during the week, Scarlet Dream, her return at Rose Hill, although beaten, gee, you must have left Rose Hill a happy man.
Well, almost happy.
Almost won, yeah.
I don't take defeat well. But look, in those circumstances, you know, I didn't expect to win that race. Mm. And Rose Hill, 8 metre rail, and having to come from where she would be in the run, it looked an impossible task before the day started. And she almost did the impossible. So, look, she's a very promising staying filly, very dour. She's certainly one that won't have any trouble once we get to 2,000 and beyond. So she'll go to the Kembla Classic, the same as Graceful Glamour, and then she'll either go to the Adrian Knox after that or go to the Vinery. It just depends on how things go at Kembla. But, oh, look, it's nice to have a bit of firepower, you know, in these type of races. And, you know, it's one thing I try and keep reminding myself that it's been, you know, less than 3 years. And, you know, we had two Group 1 runners in a race yesterday. So it's come together pretty quickly.
How easy is this training, Caper? Fair income, Mark.
Oh, well, look, it's, you know, if you like working 7 days a week and 24 hours a day, it's very easy.
It's a great job.
Hang on, last time I saw you, you were swanning your way into a Swiss restaurant up there on the Gold Coast after spending up big at the Magic Millions. You know,
That's all work, Jim.
Hey, Mark, after working with this man for nearly 10 years, he's got a memory like an elephant. He forgets nothing, Mark.
Well, he was there also.
Exactly. There you go.
Hey, but I wasn't working. I know that. Hey, Mark,
you were networking.
I was hearing during the week, I was listening to you being interviewed, and you've got boxes at Warwick Farm and at Randwick, and I guess that presents a bit of a logistical challenge for you?
Oh, look, it does. But, look, I've got very good staff, and that makes a big difference. Nikita Jane's one of the Warwick Farm team, and I've got a young man out there, James Ponsonby, who runs Warwick Farm for me.
Right.
He does a really good job, as do the crew in Randwick. So, you know, and it's an even spread of horses. It's, you know, a lot of people tend to think, oh, well, do you use one, you know, do you use Warwick Farm for pre-training, or do you have your best horses, you know, at Randwick or Warwick Farm? And, look, it's just an even spread, and some horses are better suited at Warwick Farm. It's a little bit quieter environment. And also staff-wise, if you structure it that way, that you don't share the good horses out, well, there's no incentive then for, you know, that group of staff to, you know, have an interest and have an active role in, you know, in the horses and their preparation and the results.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you're doing, Mark, definitely. It's certainly working, yeah. And look, Mark, we'll wait for Wednesday to see if you do decide to take on the Autumn Sun with Nikita Jane. But either way, she's going to be a star this autumn. Congratulations on yesterday's Group 1, and thanks for joining us this morning, Mark.
No, anytime, fellas. Thank you.
Mark Newnham there. Outstanding win. Everyone's excited about Nikita Jane. We'll wait till Wednesday morning and see what he does from an acceptances point of view. He was our China Doll feature interview today. And if you are going to China Doll, Mark, working, obviously, we recommend the pork.